The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And my friends, this beautiful gospel passage that we have, it provides for us great consolation, comfort, but also exhortation. You know, we see here Jesus saying that in his Father's house there are many dwelling places. And the last time in the gospel that we've seen Jesus say, talk about his Father's house, he's talked about the temple. He's talked about the temple where God and man come together, God and human beings come together, where heaven and earth meet. And he's saying that there are many dwelling places. There's room for us, my friends, in God's plan to bring heaven to earth. Right? We get to be the meeting place between God and human beings. He is visiting us in his graciousness, in his goodness. He is coming to us here and now to dwell in us and have us find our place in his plan to save all peoples. So it's ours, my friends, to be a renewed people. Jesus is doing this work for us. He intends to do this work for us. He's inviting us to find our renewal in him. And he calls us then to follow him in the way of self-giving love in two ways. The first is prayer, and the second is love. And if we're to be a people that are dedicated to God, if we're to be a people that follow Jesus on our way to the Father in God's plan to bring heaven to earth, then we have to be a people of prayer and love. And what great opportunity we have this morning to celebrate the Mass together, where we're able to give God our absolute best. We're able to give God everything we have and everything we are and pour ourselves out to him in thank-filled praise of him and his goodness and the good things that he's doing in our lives and in our world, and the good things that he wants to accomplish in us and through us. And then, my friends, once we've dedicated ourselves to God, we get to live the whole day in a spirit of love, in a spirit of charity, such as animated and sustained by God's own Holy Spirit, by his own life of love, we can bring his love to life exactly where we are today.